Good morning. We're carrying on from the middle again. It's still of Sif Aleph. It's in Sif Katan Zayin. There's two important points that the Shaar Tzion brings related to what we were discussing yesterday about wearing a talis. Ben pointed this out to me afterwards. That it says, he said, one thing is that someone who only has his own talis, he does wear it. This is again where we were talking about, we are davening very early, before Mashiach, before even the time we can make a brocha on the talis. If you only got your own talis, then he can put it on without a brocha. And then when it gets to the time when you can make the brocha, which is just kashiyer hayom, you mashmish b'tzitzios. If he seems to say you sort of fumble with the tzitzis, you move around the tzitzis, and then you make the brocha then. That might be specifically relevant to this year, where we're not using communal talisim. So if we end up davening that early, I don't think we will, because I don't think it will be before, you know, it won't be that early before Mashiach, which is very, very early, the earliest time we can brach on talis and tefillin. But anyway, that's good to know that's one. That's what you can do. And the other thing he references is about the bracha, birchas haTorah, and atilas yadayim and hashiyatza, about when you make those. He references just earlier on siman vov, but basically, in a nutshell, the halacha is, yes, of course, you make those brachas of birchas atilas yadayim, etc., birchas haTorah, before we make them, usually before we say the slichas. Now we're carrying on Sif Zayin. First, we need to just do the Shulchan Aruch because we stopped halfway through the Mechaba. So it's not Shulchan, the Ramah. Sorry, the Ramah says, "Va'ovel also latzeis mebeisa kadei lekonis lebeis haknesses lishmaya slichas." An ovel is not allowed to go out to leave his house in order to enter into a shul to say to hear slichas. This obviously means an ovel during the shiva. So it's not there. There are few and far between cases that ovel is allowed even during shiva to come to shul. For example, Purim to hear the Megillah. Slichas is not included in those. Milvad be'erev Rosh Hashanah shemarvim slichas yochal ovel lekonis lebeis haknesses. Except in erev Rosh Hashanah, where we say a lot of slichas, then the ovel can enter the shul. Let's see the Mishnah on that. Sifkotan Zion. Va'ovel osav chula. Ovel toichud beis chodesh alav ve'imai. He says an ovel within 12 months for his father or mother, or toich shloshim ashar karevim, or within 30 days for other relatives. Also lavel if ne'atzeva b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Is not allowed to be the chazan on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. To hodinom kirugolim l'chol mili, because the halacha is they are like the same as other yomim tovim, and ovel doesn't serve as the shliach tzibah. Avul b'meisa ha-slichos, he says, during slichos, afilu b'erev Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva, even on erev Rosh Hashanah and during the aseres yimei tshuva, muta. Then it's okay. And then he adds, "B'deleika chazan acher, shori afilu b'Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim." If there's no other chazan, so then it's muta even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for an ovel to be. The no, the chazan, or potentially, you know, the suitable chazan, the person that's a discussion. Then he can be an ovel, even an ovel can be the chazan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Similarly, on the days when you don't say tachnun, mutalis pal shachris imachayu mahalel. An ovel can still daven shachris from the omad, he says, as long as someone else says halel. Avul musaf lo yispala, but not musaf. V'chayodim kosav, he brings the chayodim, he says, kimuduma, I believe shahagro lo hoya miniach lespalel afilu shachris b'Rosh Chodesh. That the Gaon would not allow an ovel to daven even shachris on Rosh Chodesh. Ochein b'deleika acher, when there's no one else, however, l'chuli alma mutal espalel afilu musaf. Then according to everyone, he can daven even musaf. So he's going into a very complicated area here of when an ovel is allowed. There are different minhagim in different shuls as to what an ovel can or can't do. There are minhagim about Chanukah. They're all different. You know, there are different minhagim as to when an ovel does daven from the omad and doesn't daven from the omad. And it's part of a broader discussion. Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, the next one. V'huadin be'erev Yom Kippur. Another time he can come into shul is on Erev Yom Kippur in a place where they have the minhag to say many slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. Aminag, as you know, is to say very few slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. There are places that say many more. Now go back to the Ramah. And the Ramah brings the very important halachas about how to select the shliach tzibah for the Yom Neroi. He says, "V'daktu lachzor acha shliach tzibah ha'yose hogun." We should be careful to find a shliach tzibah, the best possible shliach tzibah, by Yosef Godel b'Torah of Amasim Tovim, and the one who is the greatest in Torah and good deeds, she'ef shalim, so that it's possible to find, she'espala slichas yom neroim, daven slichas and the yom neroim. So often people forget that it's not just about people, everyone knows about finding the right shliach tzibah for the yom neroim, but also slichas. It's also very important to find the person davening slicha should also be appropriate to davening. She ben shloshim shonim, should be 30 years old, gam she nosi, and she should also be married. Miu, however, Kol Yisrael Kasher, Kol Yisrael Kasherim Heim. All Yisrael are kosher for this. Rak Shiyu Merutze LaKohol. As long as he is appeasing, he is pleasing to the congregation. If he dabbles with force, pushes himself into the position, you can't even answer Omein. Similarly, he has to be able to be moti. He has to be moti everyone in his tefillah. If he has someone he detests, and he specifically has kavana not to be moti someone in the killer, he says broigus with someone, and the chazan gets up and he has it, instead of saying a shame yichud for the davening, he gets up and has it a shame yichud not to be moti someone in the killer. Right? He doesn't want to include someone in his tefillah. Then gam oyavavena miyotz mitzvilos. In that case, even those he's friendly with, even those he likes. Yeah, and not Yosef with his tefillah. Yesh b'komis nergim shemispalel slichas mispalel kol hayom. There are some who have the minag that the one who davens slichas davens all the other tefillahs of that day from Maariv of the night before. There are those who have that minag that davens all the tefillahs of that day. Let's carry on the mission. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Pardon? That is could be that's discussed. He doesn't specifically mention that here. Could be that's discussed elsewhere. But let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sifkot and tests. Meaning is that the person who goes in front of we encourage, although they go in front of the teva, in other words, they become the shlichei tzibur, the parnasim, the leaders, manhigim sheyodim b'tzar hador, know the troubles of the generation. That's only when they are faithful and protect the generation and they're pleasing to the people. He doesn't even want to say it, spell it out explicitly, but basically what he's trying to say, I think, is that not all of the leaders are fulfill those criteria. There are problems in this area. So to fix that breach, he says, it's better that the fixed Shliach Tzibur should daven from the Omer. That's what he says. It seems to be there was presumably a minhag that they specifically wanted on during slichas or whatever, you know, for the lay leadership to lead from the con, and it seems that he is hinting to there were problems with those individuals, so it was creating more problems and maybe potentially creating machlokas as well. Hayose Hogan, v'chol ha'ozrim, v'masayim shliach tzibah sheinu Hogan, anyone who helps and supports a shliach tzibah who's not appropriate for this role, kilu gozel tov min ha'kohol, it's like he's stealing something good from the congregation. Rasidim l'tenas adin, they'll have to give be judged for this in the future. Someone who knows him by himself that he's not very expert and he's not able to guard even from mistakes in halacha. He should not bring himself into the service of Hashem. If he's not fitting and appropriate and expert, don't wait for him like other punishments. They'll go and alter the claim immediately. So this is Minhas Shamayim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings these very, very stark terms. I think, you know, perhaps primarily to impart on those who daven from the Omer, especially when I just read that it is a very serious thing, not to be taken lightly, and it has to be taken with the correct, one absolutely has to have the correct attitude and approach. But Torah b'mayisim v'roishi ha'shliach tzibba v'atokeah ba'li tshuva gemura. It is fitting that the shliach tzibba and the tokeah, the ba'al tokeah, should be ba'li tshuva gemura, complete ba'li tshuva. Gam roishi yomdu ha'kavonus me'atulis v'atkiyas v'hu me'azer. It's also fitting they should learn the kavonus from the tefillas and the tekiyas from the Zohar. Should be able to focus, and of course, at least they should be able to focus and understand what they're saying and doing. The minig is the one who has begun to daven or to blow the shofar, even once, ein litein a mitzvah l'acher, shouldn't give the mitzvah to someone else. It's also quite well known that once he's done, got a chazoko, he's been davening, he's the Baal Tukeya, he continues to do that. If he becomes unwell, then the killer can appoint someone else. Nevertheless, when he gets better, mitzvah chazer asel rishon, then the mitzvah goes back to the first one. Someone else temporarily took over. Mishabob our chorus shall go in. By the way, that's also relevant for this year, because this year there will be situations where you have the regular kavua bali tfilo bali tkeo, who for whatever reason are unable to daven in their normal places, in lots of places, and perhaps including here, in which case this is an unusual and exceptional year. I don't think it means they lose their role that they have in a normal year, right? So that's important to know. Mishabo bar kor shel goyim, someone who goes to the non-Jewish courts, ain roili a shliach tzibur or shoshonim in Kippurim, is not fitting to be a shliach tzibur or shoshonim in Kippurim, elam kin osa tshuva, unless he's done tshuva. Obviously, that's not in a situation where he's permitted to go to take someone to the non-Jewish court, for example, where based and give permission to take another Jew to a secular court. But where he hasn't got that permission, he then makes him unable to serve as a shlich tzibur unless he's done tshuva. Im rosh yesh machlokes b'shvila tfila, if he sees there's a machlokes because of the tfila, lo yispalel, he shouldn't daven. Afal pi sheyispalel mi she'eino hogun, even if it ends up that someone davens who is eino hogun, who is not appropriate to daven. And he brings here in the notes here from the a phrase from the Aruch HaShulchan, which is absolutely worth concluding on. He says that the one who is mevata on this, the one who gives in and doesn't force his way in and calls machlokas, right? It says kol asomer chosov, anyone who places his path in the right way, zoche v'rebe shuas alakim, will merit to see the salvation of Hashem. Always remember that it's very, very rarely is it worthwhile causing machlokas. Thank you.